All Elite Wrestling, AEW. Y'all ain't looking real good right now, man. Let's talk about it right here on The Wrestling Takeover.
Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the band behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Take over.
Let's go.
All Elite Wrestling, AEW. Let's talk about it. Welcome everybody again to the Wrestling Takeover Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Turner. This is Friday, December 15th, 2023. How is everybody doing? I'm glad to be back right here on the pod. If you guys are listening to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts, and you're listening to this new episode, I appreciate each and every one of you. Before we get into this controversial podcast, this unfiltered, this passionate and dedicated pod regarding All Elite Wrestling, AEW, and where I stand with the promotion, all the news regarding AEW, not looking real good right now, really. If you're an AEW fan like myself, you should be pretty worried. But I have the God-given ability to give you guys an unfiltered, an unbiased opinion regarding AEW and where I stand on it. I know a lot of people like to sugarcoat things and, you know, all sunshines and rainbows, and I understand that that's their thing. But for me, I love to just be transparent and honest with my followers. So that's what I'm going to do on this show, on this episode. I've been doing it for so long. Why stop now? AEW is in some serious shit, and I'm not kidding. All right, we're going to talk about it. I got a lot of news regarding AEW. I'm going to give you guys my internal opinions regarding AEW. And at the end of... Actually, you know what? Nah, I'm going to do it now. Before I get into this news and all of it going on with AEW, I'm just going to talk about AEW, my problems with AEW, and where I stand in terms of, do I watch consistently? Do I not? Because I have people been asking me like, oh, where's the AEW reviews and woo-woo-woo and all this sort of thing regarding AEW. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. All right. I'm not giving up on AEW. All right. Let me kind of turn up a little bit so you guys can really hear me. I'm going to go really slow, really delicate. This is going to be a delicate podcast. This is going to be a smooth, relax. But I want to try to make every single point that I want to bring to the table for you guys. But yes, I do watch AEW. I keep up with it. I know what's going on. All right. But I've been working a lot. So that's that. But I do keep up with AEW. I keep up with, you know, everything with pro wrestling, WWE, AEW, TNA, whatever. But with AEW specifically, I do watch. But the problem is, and the reality of the situation is, I'm not afraid to admit this, not just because I'm working a lot, I just haven't been interested in what's really going on with AEW. Now, not to say that I don't support, because that would be absolutely bullshit. I do support AEW. I love AEW. Love Tony Khan. You know, we just got terrible news today that Kenny Omega is going into surgery and he's going to be out indefinitely. That is not the news that I wanted to hear regarding Kenny Omega. Definitely that type of reaction, because it sucks. It sucks, especially at a time where AEW is in trouble, where there's a lot of eyes on AEW. They want to get the TV deal, and WWE might be coming in and saying, gotcha. So I don't know, but I want to be as transparent as I possibly can for you guys. Again, I love AEW. I'm a fan. I've been there since day one, hyping up the promotion. They've gone through supplemental changes, deservedly so. They're going to have, 12 pay-per-views per year in 2024 moving forward. They're creating new pay-per-views. it just seems to me that AEW is lost. All right, what I mean by that is, let's go through the divisions, right? The tag team division. You guys remember the mission statement with the Young Bucks, Lucha Bros, right? And the Best Friends and everything like that. I'm telling you, I've been in AEW since day one. I've been supporting since day one. I have this beanie. I'm looking at it right now. I have a shirt in my closet. I love AEW. I support them. But I'm not afraid to call them out on their bullshit, to call them out on their problems. And there's a lot of problems right now. It's kind of doom and gloom right now. If you like surround social media and you look at social media and what everyone's talking about, it seems like doom and gloom right now. That's just the reality of the situation. That's the reality that Tony Khan needs to face. There's a company right next door, as you know, you can say next door, but to each their own. But there's a company that is looking to take your TV spot. And if everything goes in their direction, AEW, you're fucked. You know, I don't want to like laugh and say, ha ha, he he he. Like, no, we need AEW. Pro wrestling needs AEW. Bottom line. And, you know, for the people out there that, you know, want to make fun of, you know, people that are worried about AEW not existing and, you know, Warner Bros. Discovery going to WWE and leaving AEW, divorcing AEW, kicking AEW out the door and bringing in a WWE. Y'all are fucked up. Y'all are fucked up. I'm going to call it like I see it. Y'all are fucked. You weren't a fan of AEW to begin with. You know, you want to see AEW fail. I don't know why you want to see AEW fail. That's just not a good representation of yourself as a wrestling fan. Nobody should want no company to fail. I don't give a fuck what company it is. AEW, WWE, TNA. You know what I mean? No company or nobody should want any company to go under. But again, it's not looking good for AEW. The tag team division mission statement was trying to put the best tag team that they possibly can. And you look at the tag team division now in 2023. I'm going to tell you right now, Tony Khan, it is horse shit. Hot boo boo is the tag team division. Tell me when I'm telling lies. Let's look at the tag team division. Who's the tag team champs? Ricky Starks and Big Bill. They're not even a real tag team. Let's get that out the way right now. They're not a real tag team. I don't give a fuck what anyone has to say. They're not a real duo. Okay, they're a makeshift tag team. You ain't got nothing for Ricky Starks. You ain't got nothing for Big Bill. Fuck it. All right, let's put them in a tag team. Come on, bro. Like, that's not cool. That's not cool. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Where is the tag team matches? You don't have a lot of tag team matches on AEW anymore. What's up with that? Where's that at? You don't have a lot of them. So the tag team division is all fucked. Don't have a lot of teams. And then the trios championships. Those titles are fucking embarrassing. Love the Acclaim. Those niggas are holding paperweight pink titles. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real. All right? Those titles are worthless. They do nothing. You had a plan in place to introduce. You introduce a lot of shit. That's what Tony Khan's problem is. He introduces a lot of shit. He plays around with a toy for a little bit. Then the motherfucker gets bored, puts it on a shelf, and then wants to come out and be like, we got a new concept. We got new titles. Nah, motherfucker, where's the other concept that you were playing with and you got bored of? Bring that back. Why are you introducing new championships? Keep the titles that you already have. So the Trio Championships, I couldn't give one single fuck about those titles. And I know I'm not alone on that. So I'm not speaking out of pocket here. I'm being honest. I'm giving you guys my opinion. And by the way, everything that I'm going to say is not all doom and gloom. I don't hate AEW. I want to make that clear. I do not hate AEW. I love AEW. One thing they're getting right is the Continental Classic. That shit's been lit. I've been watching. Haven't covered it, but I've been watching. I don't need to cover everything. I've been keeping up with what's going on. Swerve and Moxley put on a great match. Swerve is killing it in his tournament right now. Right? I love the timeouts. I love all that stuff. Are we going to get a draw? You know what I mean? When are we going to get that? It's real cool what's going on with that Continental Classic. Eddie Kingston, a big storyline with Eddie Kingston. He's having championships, right? He's losing all the championships. It's been real good. There are storylines within the tournament. So that's been real cool. You know what I mean? AEW, this is just a fact of the matter, and everyone is, again, entitled to their own opinion. Tony Khan, and if I might go, you know, and I talk everywhere, I apologize, but I want to just kind of get all this stuff off my chest before I get into the wrestling news here. Tony Khan, he's an interesting cat. When AEW was a baby, right, when they were, quote, assembled, matches, banger, right? We're all going crazy for it. Crazy. Let me tell you one thing that changed the game, not only for AEW, but it changed for professional wrestling moving forward, and it actually changed the mindset and perception that the fans have. Now, I've been always into storytelling. That ain't never changing. Character development, storytelling. Storylines that I can invest my time into as a fan. Period. But let me tell you, there was a storyline that is, I believe it's still going on now, you know, in WWE. The Bloodline storyline. Let me tell you something. That storyline absolutely 100% changed the perception of wrestling fans and the mindset of these owners of these companies. That Bloodline storyline, TNA is doing actual storylines now. Not saying they weren't, but you know they're doing more engaging storylines. AEW, the Devil storyline, Adam Cole and MJF storyline. They're actually doing storylines now, because before, were they really doing storylines? And I'm talking about the Bloodline story. Were they doing any type of story like that? The answer is no. The answer is no. So you have MJF and Adam Cole. You have the storyline. Adam Cole gets hurt. You're still doing the storyline. It's been one of their best storylines since the creation of AEW, in my personal opinion. But now you look at what's going on and this Devil storyline. I don't know who the fuck's under the mask, but I'm going to tell you right now, it better be good. It better be good, because I'll say this for the people that are afraid to say this. I'm going to say it for you. You can have a lot of people exit AEW as a fan if this storyline flops. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have a lot of people, Tony Khan, that fleek away from AEW if the storyline doesn't end on a good note and the reveal isn't someone that, you know, we can all say, okay, that's a good reveal. I'm telling you, if it's a shitty reveal, a lot of people are going to fall off on AEW. That's a fact. So, AEW, their women's division, is horseshit. All right. It's fucking terrible. All right. It's not good. There's no storylines. There's no character development. You got the TBS championship, Chris Statlander, you know, where the fuck is she at? Where is she at? Why isn't she always defending the championship? Why is she not in storylines with the title? It's like she, you know, appears once in a blue moon and then she goes away. And then when Tony Khan has something for her, then she comes back. Yeah, she had a match with Ruby Soho, but that didn't do nothing. That did not do shit. Tell me when I'm telling lies there. Look at Toni Storm. Toni Storm has been killing it with this character, this Marilyn Monroe character, killing it. She's having a storyline with Mariah May, right? They're kind of switching it a little bit with the, if the OGs know, WWE, when they did a storyline in 06 with Trish Stratus and Mickie James. They're kind of doing it with Toni Storm and Mariah May there. If you know, you know. Okay, I fuck with that. I vibe with that. Toni Storm's been just doing a great job. And they're slowly starting to incorporate other storylines for the women's division. But like, dude, why the fuck did it take you so long? That's my problem. And it goes to show you that, listen, this is the reality of the situation with what I'm about to tell you. You don't like it? That's on you. It just shows the women's division, just point blank period. It shows you that management just, they don't give a fuck about the women's division. They only care when they want to care. They don't genuinely care. If they genuinely cared, we'd see consistent storylines, characters, emotional investment from the fans. For the most part, if you're not a high profile woman in that division, nobody gives a fuck. Tell me when I'm telling lies there. Look at the crowd reactions. People on TikTok, people on social media posting, you know, the lack of crowds at AEW shows. This shit ain't good, bro. This shit ain't good. Did CM Punk play a role in that? Yeah, of course he did. Of course. But I'll get to him in a little bit. But just, you know, Takeshita. Wasn't he fucking feuding with Kenny Omega? I know Kenny Omega got hurt, right? He's out. But before then, where the fuck is Takeshita? The Don Callis family, where did that go? Just on Rampage? Nobody fucking watches Rampage. Okay. Okay. Listen. Listen, listen, listen. Tony Khan. I'm talking about Rampage. I'm talking about fucking Ring of Honor. Okay. You bought fucking Ring of Honor for video library, right? You wanted to revive Ring of Honor. Let me tell you something, bro. On everything. On God. I'm going to say this slow. Nobody gives a fuck about Ring of Honor. So stop what you're fucking doing with Ring of Honor. You want to get a better TV deal. Bro, I don't think you're getting a TV deal with Ring of Honor. You're not. Get rid of Ring of Honor. Get rid of the shit. It's not working. Final Battle was tonight. That show really just hardly trends on social. Anything Ring of Honor hardly trends on social media. That's a problem, especially in the social media landscape. That's a big problem. It's a red flag there. Final Battle. They have their Final Battle show tonight. Hope it goes well. Hope it goes well. Nobody gives a fuck about Ring of Honor. And I say nobody. I'm talking to the vast majority of the people. They don't care. They don't care. You have Ring of Honor shit on AEW. Get that fucking off of AEW TV. You have too many titles on TV. We don't know which one you're putting on TV. Ring of Honor, AEW titles. Get rid of Ring of Honor. It's not working. Get Athena off of Ring of Honor and get her on AEW TV. You did it with Samoa Joe. Do it with Athena. What's taking you so long? She's had that title for so long. And guess what? Not a lot of people give a fuck. Sorry. Not a lot of people give a shit. Hi, Athena. I'm a fan. I love you. All right. I want you to do well. I really do. You deserve to be on AEW if it's Collision or Dynamite every fucking week. Go talk to your boss. Tell him to put you up there. If you want to be on Ring of Honor, sweetheart, that's good for you. But I feel you deserve a bigger stage with a bigger audience and a bigger reach. You're killing it with the character that you're doing. But guess what? Not a lot of people are, they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention. And that's just how it is. If you guys heard like a little pause there, I had to fix something real quick. But back to Athena. Get her on AEW TV and have her be in the women's division. What's fucking taking you so long? What's taking you so long? Get her out of Ring of Honor. You're going to do what you want, Tony Khan. Ring of Honor still going to be there, but then I don't want him to get mad when people don't give a fuck about Ring of Honor. All right? That's my problem. Too much Ring of Honor stuff. Get it off TV. Number two, you got Collision and you got AEW Dynamite. Let me tell you something. Collision. I have not watched Collision since CM Punk left. On God, I'm not kidding. I have not. And I know I'm not alone on that because I talk to people all the time about it. And they always ask me, do you watch Collision? Do you watch Collision? No, I don't watch Collision. CM Punk and everything he was doing was the sole reason I was watching Collision. And then I actually did watch the Collision, you know, episode when CM Punk left. And I kind of did a little bit of it, like 2-3 episodes consistently. After the third episode, I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. It's not the same. And I don't want to hear you, anybody say, oh, it is the same. No, it's not. You're lying to yourself if you say it's the same. It's not. Okay? So Collision is not consistently how it was before. It's not popping social media like it was before, where it was appointment TV every single Saturday when CM Punk was there. It's not the same. I don't want to hear it. All right? I don't care. I just don't. I care about Dynamite because I watch it. All right? So I'm kept up on what's going on with it. But those are just kind of like my inner thoughts on AEW, in my opinions. But I'm going to give you guys more clarity when I talk about all of these news, because I got a lot to say regarding this type of stuff. And we're going to start with Chris Jericho. We're going to start with the first report coming from Fightful. And this one's regarding Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho responds to criticism that AEW is having a, quote, intensity crisis. Let me tell you something, Jericho. You are. You're having a crisis. Say what you want. You're the GOAT. You're the legend. It is what it is. But I'm always fucking be here. Let me tell you something. I'm always fucking be here every time, giving you guys my opinions on what's going on. I don't have to work there to have an opinion. You know what I do? Just like millions of people around the world, I watch the show. I gather my own opinions. I tweet out my opinions. I post my opinions on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. I come on my podcast, my platform, and I give you guys my in-depth opinions and analysis on what I think is going on. I don't have to work there to know what's going on. I watch it. It's not good. You're going through a crisis. You can believe what you want, Chris Jericho. Again, I'm a fan. I've been a fan since day one. But believe what you will, the Golden Jets are fucking trash. Makeshift tag team for no reason. Now Kenny Omega's out. Kenny Omega being out is not a good look, man. It's really not a good look, especially with everything continuing to pile on AEW, and then now we have Kenny Omega being out for so long, indefinitely. I'm going to miss Kenny Omega, man. I miss the five-star bout machine. That's who I miss. I don't miss this fucking tag team bullshit. I don't miss that. And I'm not alone on that either. Let's get into this report. Appearing on WFA, Chris Jericho was asked about fan criticism of having, quote, an identity crisis. This would just be interesting. Quote, people's opinions are opinions, especially on social media, when everyone is going to say what they think with no consequences. Okay. So people saying AEW is going through a crisis, and people are saying AEW isn't the same. They're not how they used to be, and they're giving their opinion, right? Consequences. Chris, so you're not going to do nothing, man. You're not going to do nothing. I love you. I'm a fan of you. It's kind of threatening there, right? With no consequences. And mostly negative. Wrong. The Continental Classic, positive. Great matches, positive. The MJF and Adam Cole storyline, positive. This Devil storyline, for the most part, has been positive. Now the reveal, it's going to be up to AEW to end it on a positive or completely ruining the whole fucking storyline and all hope on AEW from a storyline standpoint. All right, you're 1-0 in storylines right now. You got MJF and Adam Cole. That's a phenomenal storyline, and it's still going. But this Devil storyline, man, it's going to make or break a lot of people and their fandom on AEW. It's not just about matches anymore. Get over that shit. Fucking have storylines. Have fucking character development. Fuck with the fucking 5-star matches. We get that anywhere. AEW has some of the best matches that I've ever seen in professional wrestling since the Black and Gold NXT days. But holy shit. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm going to tell you from my standpoint. I want storylines and character development. That's what I want. We're going to get the matches. We're going to always get the matches. AEW is king when it comes to delivering great matches. We know this. They ain't king when it comes to creativity and character development and storylines. That's WWE. Fuck out of here with this no consequence bullshit. He continued, and mostly negative. I think our shows have been great. Your shows have been all right as of late. They've been all right. The matches have been good. No shit, the matches have been great. See, this is my problem. The matches. Stop using the matches as a crutch. We know the matches are good. You guys always put on great performances. It's the storylines and it's the characters that the people are frustrated with. Chris Jericho says, we've done a great job on balancing storylines along with these amazing matches. The most important thing we've been doing is building stars. Have you built stars? Let me get to that in a little bit. I'm super sure people on Dallas Cowboys and people making movies, or if you were in a band, it's like being in a Kiss fan. Kiss fans hate everything, but they still buy everything. I find a lot of wrestling fans are like that too. That is a fact. That is one thing I will agree on Chris Jericho. We talk a lot of shit, but we'll always be there. You know why? Because we're fucking loyal. That's why. They hate everything. If you listen to public opinion online, I should be shot and killed and never show my face on wrestling again because I'm the worst possible thing that could ever happen to the business. Me still being in existence. I don't know who says that about Chris Jericho, but we got some mental fans out there. You got people that really take this shit too seriously, man. It's crazy. Either you believe that or you don't. And I don't. I don't think the majority of people do either. But people are still going to say that. It's your opinion. I will never worry about people that don't like what we do because you can't convince them. They just don't like it, and that's fine. It's your opinion. I worry about the people that do like our show and worry about making new fans of our show. That's the most important thing. Oh, Chris Jericho, let me tell you something, my man. You ain't making new fans. That's AEW's problem. You're not making new fans, bro. This hardcore ECW stuff, and I'm not being directed. This isn't being directed towards you. It's actually being directed towards Tony Khan. You ain't making new fans, bro. You're not. All right? With this shit, with the ECW stuff and all that jazz, you're not making new fans. You're not. So, that's going to be their downfall, man. They're not going to adapt. They got to adapt, and they're not doing that right now. And it's showing. Mick Foley. This is from Fightful. Mick Foley says, CM Punk is bigger than ever when he will raise people. This is interesting. Let's see what Mick Foley had to say. Speaking on the December 13th edition of WWE's The Bump, WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley was asked to share his thoughts on CM Punk's return to WWE. He said, quote, I remember getting a text from Punk when he left and after the Rumble in 2014, he was upset. And he and I were pretty close back then. He said, I've realized the only way to really make it there to earn your respect is to go somewhere else and then come back. He did. Yeah, people have been saying that for years. Leave WWE and then you'll eventually go back and, you know, the rest is history. To what, 9 years ago? 10 years next month. He's bigger than ever. No denial of his talent, and that he is going to raise people. People are going to want to not only hang out with him, but rather realize that it or not impress him, and that's how levels get raised. Yeah, you guys see everyone on social media complimenting. Excuse me, hold on 1 second. You see everybody complimenting. You know, it's they're complimenting CM Punk there. Everybody in the WWE is complimenting CM Punk and taking pictures and saying all these positive things surrounding CM Punk. So it's pretty interesting there, to say the least. So, yeah, that's that. I mean, CM Punk is doing some great things. I'm a fan of CM Punk, like I said. And I think CM Punk is going to do tremendous things in the WWE. But like I said, CM Punk is a big draw. And I really don't give a damn what anyone has to say. You can deny it all you want. CM Punk's not a draw, this and that. He's a draw, all right? He is a draw. Tony Khan, this is on Fightful. He says, I'm certainly open to Athena appearing in AEW and other places. Well, if you are opposed to doing that, then you need to fucking do it. And I'm talking about AEW. Like I said, I went on a rant about supporting Athena. I'm a big fan of hers. I'm tired of her being on Ring of Honor, bro. I'm tired of that shit. Get off that show, sweetheart, and go to AEW. I don't know what the fuck is taking Tony Khan so long. Get her off of Ring of Honor. She does not need to be over there. And you have most of your roster on Ring of Honor. Like, what the fuck is that? I thought Ring of Honor was supposed to be, you know, a developmental of new talent. Not fucking AEW stars on Ring of Honor. Come on, bro. Athena won the Ring of Honor Women's Championship at Ring of Honor Final Battle 2022 last year. Internally, she defended the title on AEW Dark and Dark Elevate. Like, what the fuck is... I didn't even know that because I don't watch. She defends the title on AEW Dark and Dark Elevation. Nobody gives a shit. So nobody knows that she's doing that. But in recent months, her title matches have been exclusive to Ring of Honor. Again, nobody cares. And Athena has infrequently wrestled on AEW programming. She recently expressed her interest in, man, frequently my fucking ass. AEW Dark and Elevation. Frequently my ass. Nobody fucking watches those shows. So don't use that as a, I don't want to hear nobody say fucking, oh, she does wrestle in AEW because she wrestles on Elevation and Dark. Do you watch Dark? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. This is all assuming. I'm just assuming, all right? And I don't like doing that, but I know for a fact there's not a lot of people that watch Dark or Elevation. She recently expressed her interest in defending the gold in New Japan or Stardom. Athena also made it clear that she should like to be competing in AEW. Well, sweetheart, no shit. I would love for you to compete in AEW Dynamite or Collision. Not fucking Rampage, no Elevation, no Dark. Dark and Elevation should be developmental. Get rid of Ring of Honor, you don't need it. Have a brand split, Collision and Dynamite, two separate shows. You give more people more opportunities to be on the big stage. I know what I'm talking about, man. I know what I'm talking about. Speaking on the Ring of Honor Final Battle media conference call, this probably happened on Wednesday or Thursday. Tony Khan was asked, rather, there has a reason. Athena has only defended the title in Ring of Honor recently. Rather, the champion after Ring of Honor Final Battle could put the title on the line against AEW, against anybody in AEW going forward. He said, quote, I'm certainly open to Athena appearing in AEW and in other places. I think it's really great to have somebody who is a great ambassador for the company like Athena. Guy, great ambassador for what? Ring of Honor? You don't even have a TV deal. Okay. One thing that has been consistent and great about Ring of Honor is that Athena has been very much a part of that show and focused on that show. That's a great thing for Athena. That's not a great thing for us. You want to know why? Because a lot of people don't watch Ring of Honor. They're not subscribing to Ring of Honor TV or ROH Club or whatever you're calling it. No one is doing that. They want to see Athena on AEW TV, AEW Dynamite on Wednesday, or AEW Collision on Saturday, like myself. Get her off of Ring of Honor, bruh. Her work has been one of the strongest things about the show. Hold on one second. If Athena is focused on Ring of Honor and AEW TV, that's great too. Well, Billy Starks, you have a great challenger that would be a great champion for Ring of Honor. Also, some people would be excited to see in AEW. Both Billy and Athena offer something to any wrestling promotion. And reflecting of the year of 2023, I believe Athena's work on Ring of Honor was quite possibly likely the strongest and most consistent thing throughout the year. And it's been really nice to having that anchor. And nobody fucking watches. You motherfucker. That's the problem. Nobody watches. That's my only rant, I'd say. Sorry. This whole article is just bugging the fuck out of me. You have her on Ring of Honor. That's great. But nobody's watching. What part of that don't you understand? They're watching, but there's not a lot. There's not a vast majority of people that watch Raw, that watch SmackDown, that watch Dynamite are fucking watching Ring of Honor. I guarantee you, there's more people that watch TNA Impact than fucking Ring of Honor. And I love TNA Impact, by the way. I always watch every Thursday. I'm a fan, and I want to make this point. If TNA gets an actual lucrative TV deal that is available to be on cable and I can find it, I might be covering TNA Impact in 2023. Moving on. Okay. Let's get into who the devil is. You guys know who the devil is? Because I don't even think AEW knows who the fucking devil is. I'm going to eliminate one name only. I swear to God, if it's Jack Perry, I'm fucking done. I'm done, bro. Nobody wants it to be Jack Perry. Nobody gives a fuck about Jack Perry being the devil. Nobody cares. So it's not Jack Perry. Who's Jack Perry? Who's the devil, though? MJF? Yeah, MJF attacked himself. MJF has a higher power, and it's not him. But he calls himself the devil. And you have somebody in a mask called the devil. Somebody was bringing up Kenny Omega. Clearly, it's not Kenny Omega because he sadly is hurt, and he's going to be out indefinitely. There's one name that consistently keeps popping up in my head, and I'm going to continue to go with him. Adam Cole. Baby. I think it's Adam Cole. He's going to continue to get close to MJF. He wants to take the championship off of MJF. Samoa Joe might be first, but Adam Cole's the devil. If it's not Adam Cole, who the fuck is the devil? Who's the devil? I don't know. Hopefully we find out at World's End on December 30th. Because I'm telling you right now, number one, if we don't get the devil reveal, I'm fucking over this shit. I'm over the storyline, number one. Number two, if we do get the reveal and it's someone that we just are looking at like, you know, what the fuck is this? Really? You wait this long to reveal that person being the devil? Get out of here. That's stupid. It's either Adam Cole, in my opinion, or someone that's a shocking name, or it's bust. And if it's the shocking name, it better be someone good. But I'm going to flap my flag in Adam Cole. I think it's Adam Cole. Let's get into the rest of the news regarding AEW and the TV contracts. This isn't good. So if you're an AEW fan, like myself, should be pretty worried. This past Monday's morning, TKO's Mark Shapiro, as well as WWE's Nick Khan and Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H. We're in New York at the Warner Bros. Discovery headquarters meeting with WB executive Bruce Campbell about potentially moving Raw to Warner Bros. Discovery. The WWE content met with Campbell for several hours on Monday in the morning. Hold on 1 second. According to WWE sources, there are still other suitors. Paul Levesque and Nick Khan were in Los Angeles several weeks ago meeting with potential partners. They are seeking a major increase in Raw media rights. Yes, this entwines with WWE. That was from PW Insider. So everyone's saying that they met, and then other news came out and said that they didn't meet at all. Believe what you want. I'm just reporting the news here. Quote, CM Punk opened up what may have been a shut door with Warner Bros. Discovery. How open that door is or what is going to transpire, I don't know. Punk, he's a significant player, and that's one of the reasons he's going to be at the house show in Los Angeles this week, because I'm sure that the people who are counting on everyone's headquarters is in LA. That was Dave Meltzer. Again, believe Dave Meltzer or not, take it with a grain of salt. It is what it is. Let me tell you something. CM Punk is absolutely key to Warner Bros. Discovery getting Monday Night Raw. Tell me when I'm telling lies. That's a fact. I don't need to read a report. Any of that shit. I'm not a journalist. I'm not any of that. I'm not a reporter. Or actually, I do report the news. But, you know, I'm not like a journalist. It's not me. I'm a fan. I read the news. I calculate the news. And I give my own opinion. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. CM Punk is absolutely key to Warner Bros. Discovery getting Monday Night Raw. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to get the cat out of the bag right now. I have no fucking sources with what I'm about to tell you. It's just all calculating. And if you follow along with all the stories, you gather the information, and you come up with your own assessment. Warner Bros. Discovery is going to get Monday Night Raw. Now, what does that mean for AEW? WWE will be working with Warner Bros. Discovery in 2024. They are going to announce this before the end of the year. That is a fact. So get ready. We got one more massive wrestling story to end the year, as wrestling usually has it. And it's going to be this Monday Night Raw deal going to Warner Bros. Discovery and on Warner Bros. It's going to be the biggest story in the whole year, really, because it changes a lot of things. Warner Bros. Discovery is working to wanting to buy the NBA as well, too, and the media rights for the NBA. Are they going to buy WWE Raw and NBA? What does that mean for AEW? Well, Julian Weeks on Twitter, quote, the vibe we've been given is that AEW is in danger of not being renewed by Warner Bros. For TNT or TBS via Nick Houseman. Believe Nick Houseman, it is what it is. This is the quote. Lastly, the vibe we have been given is that AEW is in danger of not being renewed by Warner Bros. For TNT or TBS. One scenario that was given to us that was Monday Night Raw would move to TNT or TBS, and AEW would be moved to Discovery. Two higher-up sources in AEW that I spoke with said that was news to them and not something only had been heard. Another source said, quote, only one person who really knows is Zaslav. Zaslav is going to be working with WWE. WWE is going to be getting or working with Warner Bros. Discovery. Monday Night Raw is going to either TBS or TNT. Take it what you will. Believe what you will, but all the signs are pointing to that. AEW is not going to get the money that they think they're going to get. You're not WWE. Warner Bros. Discovery wanted CM Punk to remain in AEW. Did you guys know that? Warner Bros. Discovery was very upset that CM Punk left. How do I know that? Watch the show. Warner Bros. Discovery was pissed. Oh, wait. CM Punk's in WWE? Oh, Monday Night Raw's having a, you know, they need to find a new home for Monday Night Raw. Well, CM Punk's there. He's on Raw? Oh, yeah, let's talk. Let's talk. So that's what happened. Tell me when I'm telling lies. So for the end of the year, be on alert. Monday Night Raw is going to go somewhere before the end of the year, but I am predicting it is going to go to Warner Bros. Discovery, and the whole wrestling community landscape is going to burn down. Because AEW, as soon as that thing is announced, AEW is in some deep shit. So everybody better be on a lookout for it. If not, and I'm wrong, and they go somewhere else, then I'm wrong. Because again, I'm not a fucking journalist. I'm just reporting the news. That's it. I don't have sources. Actually, I do have a source. I have sources. It's my fucking head. It's common sense. That's my sources. Common logic. Read the news. Put two and two together. Come on, yo. So, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. If anything breaks, I'll try to be here as, you know, quick as I can to, you know, give you guys the breaking news. If not, you guys can follow me on social media, Twitter at JT Takeover, Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover, and TikTok, TikTok.com/The Wrestling Takeover. I'm a fan of AEW. I love AEW. But they have not been that good this year, in terms of the tag team division, the women's division. The main event scene's been okay. Storylines, they're trying their best. They're doing great with the Devil storyline. I'm just hoping the reveal is anticipated in a positive way. MJF, he's hurt. He is the face of AEW, but he's hurt. That's not a good sign. Kenny Omega's out. Bryan Danielson's hurt still. John Moxley's rumored to be still hurt, you know, fighting some wounds. It's time for AEW to start leaning to some new fishes in the pond, bro. Swerve Strickland. Start pushing Ricky Starks. Are you going to push that nigga out the door and go into WWE? That's my prediction. I think Ricky Starks is going to WWE. I don't think he's going to resign with AEW unless they give him more money and a better push. But MJF's hurt, too. It's not a good sign. That's your number one guy. And if he's out too, AEW's in some deep shit, man. So there's a lot on the line. If you really want to look at it from a wrestling standpoint, there's a lot of pressure on AEW. And I want them to get the best TV deal possible. I want them to get their money. But WWE might be playing chess and AEW's playing checkers. You see, WWE hasn't forgotten what AEW did to NXT Black and Gold, Triple H's baby. He hasn't forgotten that. So he's going to come up with a plan with Nick Khan. Nick Khan, the manipulative motherfucker. But I love him because he's making WWE money and he's doing great things from a business financial standpoint. They're coming in and they're taking what's theirs. Mark my words, they are going to Warner Bros. Discovery, and we will get a just monumental announcement coming real soon with WWE and Warner Bros. Discovery having a partnership. Now, I want to bring this to your guys' attention before I get out of here. Does David Zaslav want to have AEW and WWE? What does that mean for the NBA? Does he want to have three entities? Does he want to have two wrestling promotions? That could happen as well, too. So let's keep that out there. Let's put that into the universe. Let's have a conversation regarding that as well, too. Anything can happen. But at the end of the day, my prediction is I think Warner Bros. Discovery will be working with the WWE and Monday Night Raw before the end of 2023. Thank you guys so much for tapping into the Wrestling Takeover. Appreciate the support. Be sure to follow me on social media. Be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars. On Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. Please spread the word of the Wrestling Takeover. I'm going to try to put as much episodes as I can. We're just going to keep trucking along. And Again, if you guys didn't really miss the quote unquote announcement, I'll make it a bigger deal, but I will be going to a larger platform or two platforms in 2024. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But I appreciate the support and thank you for always showing love to the Wrestling Takeover. We're doing great things. We're just continuing to build and build and build. It's a slow process, but at the end of the day, I know the Wrestling Takeover is going to be well known when it's all said and done. And everyone will remember Jordan Turner, and everybody will remember the Wrestling Takeover. I'll see you guys next time.